There used to be so many fish shops in Cold War East Berlin. People fed the cheap fish to their cats. What you think you know, you don't. A dead goldfish can be revived with a drop of whiskey, or if that fails, by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Some of what you know, you wish you didn't. A barmaid arriving for work here one morning found a goldfish motionless on the floor. She popped it back into the tank above the bar. No whiskey, no mouth-to-mouth. The goldfish came round, though for days afterwards it would make sudden dashes towards the surface as though trying to leap out again. I know a metaphor when I hear one. I know a fishy tale. I know enough not to mix them up. I do. I know I do. I am on a stool below the fish tank, mid-afternoon, midweek, month of March, my 45th year. The artist is behind me somewhere, preoccupied with tiles and tabletops and the ghost of last night's bungs on seats. The owner is at the far end of the counter, looking uncomfortable with the daylight. In the window to my right, a twist of yellowed tubing hangs, like something intestinal. An appendix, maybe, left over with the tiles from the days when this was a kosher butcher's shop. Just saying the words kosher butcher in Berlin is to flicker book through a whole century of horror. At night, this tubing gets a neon rocket up its arse and does its best starry ploy impersonation as if to proclaim it is a country, a universe unto itself in here. Last night, I sat until the stars blurred over the shoulders of the teacher who fell off a chair and the diplomat's son who sat on Che Guevara's lap, and one for the road became two, became three, became drink and pray there is still ground beneath you when you rise from your seat. This afternoon, though, I'm not looking at, but beyond, to the crane lowering Klieg lights from the penthouse across the way. Prenzlauerberg, for that is where we are, the artist, the owner, the goldfish doo-wopping at the waterline, and me, the writer. Prenzlauerberg is the German film industry's backdrop of choice just now. Prenzlauerberg is an estate agent's wet dream. If it is luxury you are after, you will find it in spades in Prenzlauerberg. Just don't come looking for it here. Luxus. It is held together by polyfilla and gaffer tape. You don't even want to think about the wiring. A bulb blows, that's it, gone, and who knows when it will be replaced. If. Luxus. It is Warhol. It is Dada. A whole fountain of inverted meaning. It drags luxury down from the penthouses, back through that little twisted tube hanging in the window. Think about this, it says. Think again. Jesus, in some medieval versions of the Nativity, was born in a penthouse. The house is a red herring. It is the pent you need to focus on. The Middle English word is pentis, a lean-to, an add-on, an appendix. When I first went to Berlin in 1991, it was like a wall coming down in my understanding of Europe. It was like a wall coming down in my understanding of home. The city's own wall had been dismantled almost 2 years before, although in places it looked more like half an hour ago. Actually, never mind the Cold War. In places it looked like the Second World War had just ended. On the day I arrived, I walked with a friend I was staying with across the no man's land of Potsdamer Platz, Hitler's bunker to our left, the Brandenburg Gate beyond, and on out east past buildings that were more bullet hole than brick to her flat in Prenzlauerberg. I'd never walked so far across the city. I'm from Belfast. I'd never had that much city to walk across, or cared so little about the distance. I had never been, have never been since, so excited by a city. Its history, yes, but also its here and now, and nowhere felt more here and now than Prenzlauerberg. 15 years on, the only bits of the Berlin Wall left standing are monuments and outdoor museums. 15 years on, Prenzlauerberg has lost some of its own old identity. No longer a borough in its own right, it was recently redesignated one of the 13 localities of Pankow. The word on the street and in the bars these days is improvement, not improvisation, or at least that is the official word. But there is still dissent if you keep your eyes and ears open. And Schoenhauser Alley, someone has taken the trouble to climb to the top of the scaffolding around a building under renovation and write, "Fuck the free world." And then there is Luxus. Thank you.